The Hangi Master is the name he goes by. His kids, though, they call him Dad. His name's Louis Spraggan. He's with us. Hey, Louis. How are you, mate?
Hey, kia ora, brother. How's it going?
Yeah, man? Good. Thanks, Louis. The Hangi Master is conquering Queenstown. Tell us more.
Oh, mate. Yeah, so we're heading down to Queenstown. We're supposed to actually launch this weekend, but there's a bit of location issues with power and water and whatever. So, yeah, in the next couple of months, we intend to open shop in Queenstown. And, man, there's a lot of people down there, Dale. And it's sort of probably the busiest city, town in Aotearoa. You know, Monday night it was busier than Queen Street in Auckland. So it is the place that's happening and the place you want to be in. I heard Dale Stevens on before, you know, Māori Tourism, our chair. This is one place that's going to really rock, and it's already rocking at the moment. You wouldn't even know COVID existed. So what better place to serve people, the oldest dish in Aotearoa?
At Whakatipu. So what's planned there, mate? Are you opening a shop or are you doing an in-ground facility, as is the case up here on Mangere Mountain? What's the moves?
Yeah, so, yep, we've got our hangi pit down there at the moment, and so it's the hangi pit trailer that's obviously exactly the same as Mangere Mountain. That's going to be on display, so people will see the hangi coming out twice a day out of the ground, and then it's served there. We're also doing a number of other connections down there, joint ventures with about three or four restaurants. So we're selling hangi pork belly and hangi kumara and whatever you through some of the restaurants. So they then get to put it on their menu. So you've got a hangi from a fine dining experience as well. So I suppose with any business, Dale, it's looking at the different streams and how you can really get your kai up there and not just depend on one source of income, just like the dumplings and the steam buns, Dale.
Yeah, which I was going to touch on too, because I'm sure I ate one at my daughter's place the other day. And I thought, well, that's neat, Errol. I'm pleased that you brought some hangi dumplings. How's that going? Because when you first spoke of it, what, a year or a bit back, it seemed like a really, out-the-gate idea. But there you go. It's now all being packaged and produced. How many are you making? Perhaps more importantly, how many are you selling?
Yeah, we're up to probably about 15,000 a week, and that's across the North Island mainly. So we're in Pack and Save and New World in the frozen section. So if you go there, look for Old Country Foods, and you'll see a Hangi Master sign on it as well. So the Hangi steam buns. We've done the dumplings are really good. We're only manufacturing the dumplings for a big tourism company at the moment. Hopefully we'll get those into Woolworths and then get them across the ditch to all those Mozzie Whanaungas of ours over there. That's in the near future. So it's all working well, man. And but one thing I wanted to talk about is Mangere Mountain, you mentioned. So Mangere Mountain, the hangi pit on Mangere Mountain has gone live now. So just this week, yesterday in fact, you can actually book to use the hangi facility on Mangere Mountain. And we probably need another bit of a time to talk about this, Dale, and the process and what have you. But for the listeners out there, the website to go to is www.mona.nz/hangi-pit/. So that's sort of the website, and I'll get that to you, Dale. So our people can go online, book a slot, and we take up to 200 to 400 people that's catering for. But if you're out there fundraising for your Kapa Haka group, your Waka Ama group, or any sports group or whatever group you're fundraising for in the community, you can go on there. And for instance, if you're selling a normal hangi at $20 a head, and you're selling 400 you can make up to $5,000 in one day. So that's with three people. My team will coach you through the whole process, take care of everything so the food's cooked properly, and a bit of a wānanga at the same time. So here's an opportunity for our people to actually, you know, to actually learn the process of haengi, but also to raise some money for their communities.
Sounds awesome. Congratulations, Mr. Haengi Master. Good catching. Good catching up with you there. We keep up the good work. We'll talk again soon. Ngā mihi.
Sounds good, my man.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. It's the Haengi Master, Rewi Spraggan.